Tony, you gave it a real go in the second half there, but unfortunately you've lost the game.
Yeah, it's tough to look at the players after that game, because the first goal we should avoid. And then, okay, I thought we were still the better team in the first half. But to concede the second goal like we did was really shooting ourselves in the foot a little bit. So to walk off past our fans 2-0 down, they must, you know, it was like galling, really. And we talked about that half time, you know, about, okay, sometimes football can be like that. And you've got to show not just character and discipline, but quality. And second half, we did more than enough to get the equaliser. And if we'd have got the equaliser, who knows, we might have even gone on to get the winner. And a little bit of luck, I thought, Stoke at times. Johnny's headed one at 2-1, that's hit his arm. We had a couple of one-on-one situations down, getting in behind them. But unfortunately, it wasn't to be, and football can be like that. You know, look at those players, they're shattered in there. You know, and but the scoreline, I'm afraid, is what it is. So we need to go to the next game, build on some of our passing and the stuff that we've done today, which I thought was very, very good, and cut out the errors. We cut out the errors, we'll win games.
And because of the way that you played in the second half, you have to walk past the fans, obviously, to go down the tunnel. And the response was pretty positive from them, wasn't it?
Well, I think, you know, they're disappointed with their scoreline, as I am. But I think they can see what we're trying to do, what we're trying to achieve. It's not easy to turn this team at the moment with the run that we're on. The messages I'm trying to give to the players is a positive one. And it's just such a shame that the two errors that we made, three or four errors actually we made in the game, they capitalised on. And we didn't capitalise on their errors. And that's a little area that we need to look at.
I thought you were quite anxious in the first half. Was that a fair comment?
I didn't think it was that bad, actually. I thought we got into some good situations and we should have been 1-1. I mean, now I think Butler, I was right behind that. It's a fantastic save from Solomon. And then he puts one over the bar from sort of 7 yards out. And you're thinking, well, that is going to hurt Solomon. So perhaps for us, the biggest important factor coming out of today was that he got a goal. Because, you know, he would have been really kicking himself. I think he is, actually, anyway. But I can't have him feeling sorry for himself. I need him scoring goals. So that goal will help him.
And you sent Chadley on to try and engineer something in the second half, and yet you've lost him again after injury, after only, what, 10 minutes or so?
That was a really blow, because he showed a couple of moments, and obviously going forward, that's probably a bigger blow, or maybe a bit bigger blow than the result. He had trained for 8, 9, maybe even 10 days, and unfortunately for us, as it happens sometimes, he's reoccurred in the injury, so we'll have to wait and see how bad that is.
So now to the Hawthorns and Everton, and again, hopefully the fans can get you over the line and this elusive win that, as a group, the players have been looking for so long.
Absolutely. I mean, in terms of the performance level, I thought it was pretty good today. If we can replicate that against Everton, we'll earn a little bit more luck than we got today.